WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the last 2 weeks, ABC has unveiled a new spy series, MTV has presented a new cartoon series, and the WB Network has launched a new action series. TV critic David Bianculli says all three shows have two things in common, and one of them is Xena.
If you still haven't seen the syndicated action series Xena Warrior Princess, you may not know what kind of sea change TV is going through right now. But ever since Xena was spun off from Hercules and put in her own series, she's not only been beating up everybody on her show has been beating other shows too. Xena Warrior Princess has risen through the ranks in a very short time to become the most popular action hour in syndication. In other words, what Rosie O'Donnell has done with the talk show, Lucy Lawless, as Xena, has done to the action show. And while TV programmers have been quick to churn out inferior medieval knockoffs, a really bad Sinbad in syndication, an even worse Robin Hood on TNT, they've also been quick to realize that new shows with strong women at their center can not only survive, but thrive. So all of a sudden, there are all these new shows with independent women at their centers. That's one thing they have in common, the Xena factor. The other thing is, they're all fun to watch. First up is WB's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a new TV version of the 1992 movie. The film starred Christy Swanson, who played Buffy as a vacuous valley girl. In the TV version, Sarah Michelle Gellar plays her as much more intelligent and much more cocky, even when she appears outnumbered, trying to rescue friends from some badly dressed teen vampires.
Okay, first of all, what's with the outfit? Live in the now, okay? You look like DeBarge. Now, we can do this the hard way, or... Well, actually, there's just the hard way.
That's fine with me.
Are you sure? Now, this is not gonna be pretty. We're talking violence, strong language, adult content.
Another new series with a strong heroine is MTV's Daria. And this one, too, is about a high school girl who moves to a new town. But Daria is a cartoon character, and the town she came from had two citizens in it named Beavis and Butthead. So this might not be a show where you'd expect too much intelligence, but you'd be wrong. Daria is kind of like an animated version of my so-called life. Listen to a typical family dinner conversation at Daria's house.
What about you, Daria? How was your first day?
Well, my history teacher hates me because I know all the answers. But there are some interesting idiots in my class.
That's great!
Jake!
I mean...
Daria, your father's trying to tell you not to judge people until you know them. You're in a brand new school in a brand new town. You don't want it to be Highland all over again.
Not much chance of that happening. Unless there's uranium in the drinking water here, too.
Finally, there's Spy Game on ABC. I don't need to play a clip here. I just need to point out that Allison Smith plays a super spy who's the toughest female secret agent since the glory days of Emma Peel on The Avengers. On TV, where helpless women in jeopardy is an official genre, this is a very welcome trend.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.